Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to be here tonight. Amen. Grace and peace to all of you that's on the call with us already. I want to ask you all, I don't have access to the internet tonight, so if there's any background noise, if you need to mute yourself, please mute yourself. Amen. That way, because I can't mute you, and I can't try to figure out who's making the noise either. So if you need to mute yourself tonight, please do so, and that way we can cut back on some of the distraction. And we're already recording. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Amen. So I already got somebody moving around vigorously already, and I don't know what's going on. It sounds like you got your speakerphone on, so if you can go ahead and just mute yourself while you're doing all that moving around, I would definitely bless you in the name of the Lord. Hey, amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Still moving around, though. Everybody else muted themselves, what they call. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless the Lord anyhow. Amen. We got tonight I didn't feel led to do a lot of intense teaching tonight, but the Lord put it on my heart to just kind of do some review. Amen. And to just kind of touch on everything that we've already covered, as well as to allow some of you all to just share what the Lord has done for you as a result of being on the train calls. As of tonight, this was a complete 7 sessions, not to include the introduction that we did back in May when we got started. And we've been continuously doing this every other Thursday night. I want to thank God for all of those that been with us, that joined the if that caller can, please mute yourself. I mean, you're still moving around a lot. It's really distracting. If you please, just if you can hit mute on your cell phone, I would appreciate that. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. So when we started out, you know, the purpose for doing these calls was to implement and develop prayer ambassadors around the country that could possibly help us with 24-hour, 7-day-a-week prayer. We still don't have the number of prayer ambassadors that I would like to have, and even the ones that I believe that God has even put it on your heart that we could be able to participate. I'm just gonna be honest. I don't think that many have really stepped up to the plate yet, and I believe that some of you all are at a place where you can really begin to move out by faith and begin to pray and begin to go forth in the things of God. Again, I want to ask you all, if you can, to, if you have your speakerphones on, mute yourself. That way it's not a distraction on the call. Amen. And if you're doing a lot of moving around, please mute yourself as well. Praise God. Amen. So again, I really don't believe that many that have been participating in the call has really yet stepped into their potential as prayer warriors. You might say, well, Pastor Hill, I just didn't feel led to pray, you know, and that's fine. I would rather you be honest and say you didn't feel led to pray. But then there are those that I believe that the Lord has definitely put his seal inside of your forehead, amen, and you've been called for such a time as this, and we want to really again begin to impress upon you, if you feel that tug in your spirit, if you feel that anointing stirring in your heart, whereas you can step up to the plate and help us to increase the broad spectrum of people that are coming forth and calling in for prayer. Man, that would be great. I often tell many of those that are already helping us that I still get, amen. I'm still yet being overwhelmed with the calls, and even for some of those that are praying, they're starting to take calls from people from other states. And these are states where we don't even have people that are actually on the list to pray. And again, I thank God for those, amen, in New York, here in Texas, amen, in Virginia, amen, North Carolina. Amen. Thank God for y'all. Amen. That have really stepped in there and really going after the heart of God concerning prayer. Amen. Oh, even over in Mississippi, I know my daughter in Mississippi, she takes calls. Amen. Sometimes she takes calls from folks from other states as well. Amen. We even had calls coming in from Africa. There were calls that came in from Africa, y'all. And we had calls that were already coming in from Canada and so on and so forth. And I'm telling you, this thing is supernaturally opening up faster than I anticipated. Amen. And again, you know, I'm putting it out there for those, amen, that have felt that you may have become a part of us to really step up. Amen, and to really bring it in. A lot of times, you know, and I can tell y'all, some of y'all, especially my prophetic seers that's on the call tonight, you could probably even now sense the level of fatigue in my spirit, because I am tired. But a lot of times, you know, I have to pick up and press and really begin to grind in the things that concern the kingdom. You know, the Bible says that it's the violent men that lay hold of the things of the kingdom. And when you're hungry and you want to be about your Father's business, there's a driving force down on the inside of you, and I call it the Holy Ghost, amen, that really begins to permeate on the inside of your belly. And that's where that scripture comes forth that says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. And so you have to get to a place where you allow the intensity of the Holy Ghost to maximize your performance in the kingdom. And when you know you got a call of God on your life, and you just shucking and jiving and just pulling, and you never pour it out, you know, as a leader, I got a problem with that. Amen. But just think about what God feels about that, because he placed a gift on the inside of you, and he's called you for such a time as this. And so tonight, not only I'm going to open up the lines and let some of y'all testify and speak about the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done for you and everything, amen, but I want to challenge some of you all to really be about your Father's business. I mean, get to a place where you know that God has called you to do a specific work. You know that you've been mandated. You've been given a mandate under the umbrella of the kingdom, and you've been given a charge by the Holy Ghost to exercise your gift. I want to challenge y'all tonight to really begin to do that. You know, the first thing that I began to do before I really got into ministry was I prayed. I did a lot of praying. I still do a lot of praying. From the moment I wake up in the morning, I'm calling on Jesus. Yep, Apostle, he'll call on Jesus, y'all. I cry out to the Lord, Abba Father, on a regular basis. Amen. And some days I cry a little bit harder than others. Amen. And I'm telling you, it's a blessing in prayer. And when you can get to a place where your first priority in ministry is praying for folks, then you're on the right track. If you can do that, you getting started on the right track. And you say, well, Pastor Hill, I feel like I'm called to be a prophet. Well, let's start with prayer first. Let's see what you do in prayer. And that's the whole concept of this prayer and prophetic ministry training, is to get you to a place where you adopt prayer as your focal point, as your foundation point for your ministry. I don't care where you plant yourself. I don't care if you go to the First Tabernacle Baptist Church of God in Christ. You're going to have to pray. I don't care if you sit up under a Bishop I Feel Good Goodfoot. You got to pray. It just doesn't matter what you're doing, where you're operating at. You got to pray. That's going to be the foundation of your ministry, is prayer. And the next thing following prayer is going to be fasting. At some point, y'all got to... Amen. At some point, you got to lay off the chicken dinners and the Friday fish dinners, the Friday fish fries. Y'all know, I know they're good for that here in the South, man. And you got to lay off some of the coffee from time to time. You got to push away that plate. And you got to get to a place where you are really going after the heart of God. You're developing a stronger relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You're allowing him to become one in your life, and you're increasing in your fellowship with the brethren as well. Amen. At any time when you show up in a meeting with myself or anybody else, you should be ready to do what the scripture says to do out of Mark chapter 16, where these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name you shall cast out devils. Amen. You should be able to do that. I should be able to call on sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so. Amen. Say, come on up here. I need you to begin to help us here on the altar. And we're getting ready to do mass deliverance and just begin to cast out devils. Amen. And again, that's part of the prophetic ministry training. I sense a shift, y'all, even while I'm talking here tonight. And the Lord was just sharing me, I can go and just kind of kick off with my own testimony. Usually around this time of year, and especially within the last 4 years, I began to experience a shift. There's some transition that's taking place either in my life personally or spiritually in the ministry. And there are some things that God will begin to shift around this time of season for me. And a lot of times it'll happen so quick that I almost literally can't keep up with what the Holy Ghost is doing. I just have to just surrender to it and fall in line with it. And so, you know, even now, you know, in this month, even in some things that, you know, I had to do concerning the ministry with some of the finances and some of the direction that we've been going in, I had to shift. I literally was in the bank twice today because I had to shift some things. I had to change some things around. And even on the website, you know, some of the people have been asking how they can give by going to the website. We're going to be shifting in that area as well. There's some things that's going to transpire on that within the also within the next 30 days. So there's just been like a complete turnaround, even in the direction as we begin to pour out in these trainings. You know, I sense that the Lord wants to do here on the prophetic on the prayer prophetic ministry training call as we're going to shift. The one thing that I've been wanting to do is to really begin to minister in the area of spiritual warfare and deliverance. And I sense the Lord shifting me in that direction, even on this particular platform for this call. And even for the ones that we would invite to come on in the months to come, I believe that the Lord is going to begin to release them into a greater shift for teaching and deliverance. It's time out for pulling and grabbing a word and running with it. But now God wants to release an even greater impartation into many of you and stir you into a greater dimension of your call that's on your life. Praise God. So I'm so excited, amen, about what the Lord is doing here. Amen. I sense a powerful prophetic stirring here tonight too. Amen. But I want to definitely open up the line for some of y'all tonight. If you feel like you want to share what the Lord is doing in your life, amen, especially as a result of the prayer prophetic ministry training calls that we've been doing. Some of you have also been consistently participating in the School of the Prophets. I know we didn't get to do it last night. I'm not sure when I'll be able to get back online just yet, but I tell you what, as soon as I get back on, it's going to be on. I can tell you that much. And we're going to just pick up from where we left off at, and it's going to intensify even in that. I'm really, I can always sense when the devil is busy, and usually when he gets busy, God also gets even busier in my life, and that's why I say even now I'm in a season where the Lord is shifting me, you know, and the shift is both in our natural as well as in the spiritual. Amen. Even concerning ministry. Amen. So if anybody want to kind of jump in there, if you feel like you want to share something that the Lord has done for you, amen, feel free to jump in. Amen. Don't everybody speak up at once. I know sometimes we all kind of shy away. Amen. But I would love to hear from all of you all tonight that's on the call, especially those that's been with us, amen, for a while. I'd love to hear from you. Amen. And if you sense in your spirit that you want to say something spiritual or prophetic or prophetically spiritual to anyone else that may even share tonight, feel free, amen, to flow in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I'm gonna try to keep it at a minimum. If you can, try to talk maybe about 2, 3, 4 minutes at the max. Amen. But let the Lord use you. Praise God. Amen. So the lines is open. Amen. Y'all can feel free to share at this time. Praise God.
God bless you, Apostle. This process varies. I just thank God for being here on this evening. And just want to share briefly, I just thank God for the doors that He is opening, you know, for myself and for the ministry to walk into. And thank Him for, you know, bringing me in connection with new people and removing, you know, those that their season were up, and just bringing new people in my life and in my path. Those that, you know, mentor me, those that push me, and as well as for me to mentor others as well. So I just give God the glory and I give Him the praise for all that He's doing in the midst of not just me, but everybody that's present here tonight.
Amen. Prophetess, I want to share with you real quickly. You know, I know that you, and I don't know if you've done it already. I know you were in this particular season where you were going to be ordained, both as a pastor, as a prophet, amen. But I really sense that the Lord has literally shifted you in an even greater dimension of the prophetic versus the office of a pastor, and even in the sense of, amen. Even in the sense of the direction that you sense that the Lord's been pulling you in. Even like myself, like I was just sharing, begin to surrender to that, because as the Lord is even shifting you and taking you into a greater place in Him, the prophetic that prophetic call that's on your life is going to increase even the greater in the supernatural. There's something peculiar that's going to take place in your ministry within the next 6 months. Whereas God's going to begin to pull out of you a faith that you've never had before. whereas you'll begin to believe God for some things that just don't make sense. It's beyond the thought and the mindset that a human can contain. And so just allow yourself to just to fall and surrender to what wants to do in your life, amen, and watch and see what God has in store for you in the days to come.
Amen.
Praise God. I'll even say too that 2012 is definitely the year that the Lord will begin to also for yourself begin to raise the curtain up off your ministry.
Amen.
And I want to encourage y'all too. It's a lot of talking going on in the background. Please don't be rude, y'all. Mute your phones. I would greatly appreciate that. I don't want to hear everything that's going on, you know, outside of the call tonight. And we are recording. Praise God.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle Hill.
Amen. Bless you.
I shall let him appear to amen. Amen, Elder. Amen. 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 I thank God I've basically walked in a tall prayer intercession. Oh my God, prayer. I know over the past 15 years of that as well. And today, Lord did something to me that hadn't happened since 2002. I just purchased a new vehicle, and the very day that I decided to drive it to work, a drunk driver rear-ended me. And at that time, I asked the Lord, I said, what's up with this? He said, you're not moving as I'm telling you to. He said, so since you won't move, then I have to push you far from home. And today, when I left to go take care of some business from work, this young lady rear-ended me.
Oh, I know.
But I said, but you didn't do it again to my vehicle. And, oh, my God, I said, Lord, I said, oh, yes, I don't know. I said, I hear you. I said, you don't have to worry about my not obeying and going forward. And I said, you know, seeing that there's quite a bit on my plate, but two of my leadership that told me, so much is given, much is required. So I said, okay, Lord, and I was, I'm still praying, but Lord willing, I want to get myself in the position to be able to enter through the King Azusa prayer line to come on my together, to be able to pray for others as I have already been walking through. And even within this last year and a half, I have also got a position in delivery. So, for God, I'm going to say that God can move mightily in my walk. So, I'm going for everything that God got for me so I can get my crown.
Amen. Amen. Well, I feel led that I'm going to rebuke that accident. That accident demon that's trying to attack you. Father, we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. We come against every attack of the enemy. And Father, we even rebuke and we cancel the assignment of car accidents, Father, defenders. Father, we come against things and even bumps, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I cancel the assignment of every demon that's been assigned to any highway in a 10-mile radius of wherever the elder is, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we rebuke the hands of the enemy, and we ask you right now that you would send forth angels of peace, angels of grace, angels of protection, Lord, right now in Jesus' name we pray, Father. And Lord, each and every time she enters in and out of a vehicle, Father, I pray that the hand of God would begin to guide the very belly of the vehicle, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You know, years ago, years ago, there was I met an apostle up from out of Pontiac, Michigan, and he was sharing that a lot of times people don't realize this, but sometimes there are demons that are literally assigned to certain places on the highway. You'll actually notice that there's always an accident at a certain area on the highway or even on a certain block. And when, as you as prayer warriors, as prophetic seers, a lot of times you need to be, and when you start to identify that stuff, you need to bind it up in Jesus' name. You need to start releasing the angels of the Lord, amen, to stand and guard those pivotal points where the enemy has literally assigned himself to. I can tell you, there's been times where there was for a season, you know, by me coming from Indiana off of I-94, there was always an accident on the same area of the highway, almost literally back to back all the time. And I never forget, the Lord put it in my spirit. He said, I want you to start praying and coming against that enemy, the spirit that's been assigned to that space or to that place right there on that highway. And I'm telling you, as soon as I prayed, there was no more accidents. That's not to say that it wasn't an accident down the road, maybe 5 or 10 or 20 miles ahead. But when you start coming against the enemy in certain areas, watch and see what God will do. Some of y'all got kids that are accident prone. Every time you look up, they breaking a arm, breaking a toe, breaking a leg, bumping their head, always falling. You need to begin to bind up that accident spirit, that accident demon. Come against that spirit of the clutch. A lot of times people call them a clutch. You need to come against that spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Who else is out there tonight? Come on, Aretha.
I have to thank you for opening up the door for me. So I thank you for the prayer line, and I thank you for everything.
Just speak up, Aretha. I can barely hear you.
No, I said I thank you for opening up the door for me, and I thank you that you were a blessing to me in during this time in my life, in this season.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. So, Teresa, everything is going to be all right. That's what I hear the Lord saying. I know you got some other circumstances that's happening. But in the overall, God said it's going to be all right. Amen. Praise God. Anybody else out there?
Praise God.
Who's speaking?
Hello?
I heard two people. Who's speaking?
This is Shonda Keith.
Come on, Shonda. Prophetess, come on here.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Praise God.
Good. I just had a brief word that I wanted to share with everyone. I actually had a dream last night that the Lord had been really dealing with me today on, and I just felt led to release this. I feel right now in some of the people's lives that are on the line that they are going to face with some situations where they have to take a stand. In this dream that I had, there were two lions in this dream, and I was watching from afar. There were some people who were running from this lion, but then the lions didn't seem to be too aggressive. They didn't seem to be aggressive at all. And the Lord took me to 1 Peter 5:8, where it says, "Be sober and diligent, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. I've really been sensing an attack on families right now. And I really believe that the Lord is telling us that we need to watch and pray, but we also need to be, to have dominion like a lion, and be sober, and not even when we have to stand alone, to stand on whatever God has told us to do, because there's going to be a lot of opposition. There's going to be a lot of attacks going on right now that will try to wear us down. So I just wanted to share that, and hopefully that encouraged someone in life that we can.
Amen. That's all. Amen. That's an awesome word. I hear that. I've been under a phone call before. Again, if you got your phone on speaker, please mute your phone. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
God bless you, Apostle.
Bless you. I got some Peters on the line. Got to tell them three times. but like I was saying, that's an awesome word that I remember an apostle used to tell me, and that we set up under a lot of times when you think about that lion that walks about seeking whom he may devour. Satan is just like a lion, y'all. And he roaring in the spirit, and he ain't got no teeth. All he gonna do is gum you. And sometimes you got to stand and against the wiles of the enemy. The Bible says if you would resist the devil, he'll flee from you. And you know, I definitely hear what you're saying. On that providence, there are many of us that have to just begin to put on our whole armor of God. Some of y'all need to get into the Word a lot more. You need to get your shield of faith. You need to get that helmet of salvation. You got to put it all on. You just can't walk around with just a little bit of it. And that's good. That definitely lines up with what the Lord was sharing with me concerning spiritual warfare and deliverance that's coming. Some of y'all gonna have to get to a place when you get into your prayer closet, because a lot of folks ain't gonna be able to get to you and lay hands on you and cast out devils. Mm-hmm. When you sense the enemy is on the move, even in your home, on your job, you ain't got time to get on the phone and gossip about it and tell your girlfriend what happened and call pastor and tell him to pray for you. No, you need to get on your knees and you need to begin to pray. You ain't got time, as they say, to shuck and jive. The enemy, you know, I was sharing with one of my sons, the enemy has literally release another regiment of demons into America. There's literally been a unleashing of demonic spirits over this country within the last, and I was sharing with him, I said, within the last 90 to 120 days, and I think I shared this with you all on the last School of the Prophets, within the last 90 and 120 days, there's been literally a regiment of demons that's been released over this country. We're dealing with stuff, y'all. There's some stuff that's been released that's been laying and sitting and chilling since medieval and ancient days.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff is being released again into the earth. we walking around as believers. We're trying to keep up with the latest technology. Every time a new phone come out, we keeping up with that, but we're not keeping up with what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church.
Mm.
We know what everybody's tweeting. We hear what we keep up with all the celebrity tweets. We know about Beyonce's pregnancy and some of that stuff. And folks, that's important to them. They reading the latest Ebony and Essence and Jet magazine and can't keep up with the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Time to shut up, man. Let me let somebody else talk. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Come on, somebody. Come on and testify. Let's hear what the Lord is doing for you. Praise God.
Apostle Hill, I would also like to say thank you and God bless for just the opportunity to be used to God, and especially in the area and the time that I've been in. And I'm just thankful for, I'm just thankful that people still walk in integrity, so I'm blessed by that. I also would like to just say, I just thank God for that confirmation, Shonda. The Lord was giving me that same revelation yesterday about, first of all, during the week, the last couple of weeks have been so heavy. It's been a lot going on in my life, and everything has been targeted at my family. Everything has been designed to take us out, and I just thank God that he gave me the revelation of that in the timing that we were in and where we were as far as where we physically and financially stand right now, the things that God has been doing. But I just thank God for that word, because the confirmation that the Lord was telling me was that, I'm the church. And if I'm the church, his word says that the gates of hell should not prevail against the church, and that talk telling me about the authority and just standing up, and that he gave us the dominion over things. So I just thank God for that. That was just a confirmation of all the revelation that he's been giving me. And I'm just give God all the glory and honor for this new thing that I get to experience in him. And just thankful for having a relationship with him, that I don't have to, be out there feeling like I got to perform for nobody, or just be able to be myself and love him and allow him to love on me. So I'm thankful right now, even though there's things have been going on in my life that I guess in the physical eye it would look like things that should take you out or things that should bring you down. But I thank God that my foundation, my faith foundation was strong enough, and that I'm just surrounded by people of faith that also continue to encourage you in the word. And also with that armor of God, the Lord told me, months ago that, I had to do that every day. That every single day I had to put my armor on. I could not get out of my bed before I made sure I was, covered and fully protected. So I'm just thankful for all of y'all and just being able to be in the midst of so many awesome people of God.
Amen. Was that Renisha just talking?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Praise God. That was definitely the Lord that put that on your heart to say that. I want to share with you, too, that don't allow the enemy to steal joy during this time that you are going through. Because that joy is your strength.
Amen.
And as long as you have the joy of the Lord, you'll remain strong in the things of God. And the Lord's going to reveal to you later, not now, but later, why you had to go through what you're going through now. It's going to make sense.
Hallelujah.
even though it don't, even though it is troubling you right now and it's weighing heavy on you and your family, the Lord said it's going to make sense for you in the days to come. See, here's the thing about maintaining your joy when you're experiencing troubled times, when you're going through tribulations and trials. Your joy strengthens you. Your joy is like going to the weight room and getting ready for a great event.
Hallelujah.
And see, but when you come out, you're going to be strong enough to deal with what else is coming next. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like shaking dust off your shoulder. God's gonna do some great things. You know I keep saying this for some of y'all, and many of y'all hear me well tonight. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till God get done with you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And I
also would like
some
to
y'all
volunteer
the
Father's
will. Amen. Yeah, praise God.
I'd also like to volunteer apostle for the, just, you know, sign up for the intercessory prayer. I could only laugh because you were saying, you know, I know the Lord done told some of y'all, you know, done put it on you. I'm just like laughing. Like, I know like three times I meant to go to the website, and I'm like, Lord, and then this week I've been talking to my sisters, and the Lord like, yeah, y'all, we should start prayer. You know, we should do prayer this week, you know, and we need to adapt a lifestyle of fasting. And so everything you said is just like, bam, bam, okay, look, now just do it. So I just praise God for that.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. That's powerful. That's powerful. Amen. Amen. Anybody else on the line tonight want to share?
Apostle?
Yes.
Hey, Apostle.
Hey, who's that?
Hey, this is May.
Hey, May, you sound so far away.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You
saw somebody pushing the button.
No, that's not me.
All right, come on.
Somebody's
gonna push the buttons, boy. I'm telling you. Y'all push the buttons on y'all own time. We trying to hear me. Come on.
Go for now. Yes. Hi, Papa. I just wanted to tell you that I have really enjoyed the teachings. I was texting Pookie earlier today. I was like, wait a minute, what time is it and what number? Because I thought I had missed it. But I just want to give God the glory. I was telling Susana on Sunday. I was listening to what Sister Prophet T was saying, and I just have to say that I can relate to that so much. I was telling you also know even me. I've told you a little bit of what I've been going through. But on Sunday, you know, I have to give God the glory because the devil has come in and just really torn my family apart. And so it's been a fight over the last couple of months. I've just been praying and praying for God to fix that. But in the midst of that, on Sunday, it became, the situation for me became, what you were talking about filling your joy, where it really literally took my joy. You know, it was a fight every day to stand, you know, and continue to keep going. And even in my ministry, where I was so active before, I just kind of came to a halt. Everything just kind of hit me all at one time. And so on Sunday, I was telling Susie, I had called her from church because I told her, I said, girl, I got my deliverance. Because I told her, I said, you know, finally, I told God, I'm tired. You know, I'm tired. I'm ready. This is a fight I can't fight by myself, and I'm tired of carrying it. So, you know, I told God, I'm literally laying it at your feet because every time I say I'm laying it there, I still go back and I pick it up. And I'm still asking God, but I've already asked God, and God, you know, you already know the desires of my heart, and I've already asked you, and I've poured out before you. And so I'm going to continue to stay prayerful, but I've also got to be about my Father's business. I can't come to a halt because of what's going on. And literally on Sunday, when I told you I walked out of church for joy because I told God, I said, I could do it. I hear a big old echo. I was telling the Lord, whoever got the speakerphone on,
please mute yourself. Bless the Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Megan.
Amen. I was telling God just on Sunday, you know, when I called Paul yesterday, I told her to
pray. Please leave her on the line again. Let me say a few more times. Please mute yourself. And then and the Lord said a third time, please mute yourself. Wow. All right, go ahead, man.
It may also be a Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah. Bluetooth.
Okay, go ahead. That sounds a little better.
Okay.
Praise God. Amen. Come on, somebody. Who else out there tonight?
God bless you, Papa.
Bless you, Missy. How you doing?
Hello.
Come on, we can hear you. Come on.
Oh, God bless everyone. Missy, I just want to thank God for this call on tonight. I am so encouraged by everyone's testimony. There's two things God has been speaking to me in the last 3 weeks, and he asked the question, what is the mission behind your commission? I have been challenged by, in ministry, with everyone wanting to connect with you and do things in the name of the Lord, but yet when you connect with them, their mission is not about glorifying God. And you know, it causes you to get frustrated because all you want to do is the work of the Lord. And so God began to say, it's very simple. What is the mission behind the commission? And I was like, okay, God, break that down. Of course, you know, our commission is, you know, to make disciples, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to deliver those in captivity, and heal the brokenhearted, but if you're brokenhearted, how can you heal somebody else? And so, after he began to ask me that question,
we're going to pray that person with the echo in the line show us some mercy.
Yes, amen. And so from there, you know, God began to say, in this season, I need the focus to be the love of God, the love of others, and the love of God's people. He needs to restore his love in the church and family and in the mission behind what we're doing. We have to have the love of God in order to heal, deliver, and set free. And so, you know, God is saying, you know, where is your love behind what you're doing? What is the motive behind what you're doing? And is it about the love that you have for me? Is it about the love you have for God's people? And is it about the love you have for your family? And so when God said that to me, immediately, Apostle Hill, it reminded me of what you told me about making sure I keep my hands clean in the midst of other people's confusion, and that I keep my heart pure toward everyone, no matter what they do. And so I just thank God for you and instilling in me the love of God, no matter what. No matter what someone does, you know, we abuse the word church, but there shouldn't be such thing, because if we walk in the love of God, then they can never hurt us. If we walk in through his love. And so, I have been praying about, you know, the love of God, and, you know, for the whole year, 2 years, I've been asking God. And he finally took me to, I am the vine and you are the branches. And you know, if we abide in him and he abides in us, his love would abide in everything that we do. And that your love shall remain. And so no matter what someone does to you, that love for God, the love for people, God's people, and the love for others can never leave you if you stay connected to the vine. And so I thank God for helping me in that area.
Amen. Praise God. Missy, this is praise God. I'm hearing the Lord say that the next 2 months is a season of increase for you. They're getting ready to be a flux of traffic that's going to come through your ministry. it's almost going to be like you're not going to be able to keep up. And many of the women that are yet attracted to your ministry are coming with that of a broken heart, and but they also are coming with a contrite spirit, whereas they have a degree of repentance on the inside of them where it's going to require someone genuine to pour life back into them and allow the Holy Spirit to breathe on them as they come. And the Lord's going to give you the wisdom that is needed to impart into them the wealth of knowledge and the love of himself, the love of God, to help bring these people into a place of peace, into a place of triumph, and out of that place of defeat. And as you begin to lay before the Lord, there's literally going to be, and I hear the Lord saying, there's literally going to be a series of open visions where God will begin to open up the book and begin to give you the instruction that's needed to continue to carry out in this next season, because you're going to need the Holy Ghost to help you as the people begin to come, says the Lord.
Praise God. Amen. That's confirmation that everything he said, he just spoke to me on my way home. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I receive that word. When I say verbatim, he just spoke that to me. Just not even 30 minutes ago. My God.
Hallelujah.
To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you,
praise
Lord.
God.
Amen.
I told y'all I feel a prophetic stirring, and I don't sense that the Lord is done tonight. Is there anyone else? Amen. Don't everybody speak up at once. Who the one with the echo in the land? I want to hear from y'all. Come on. Praise God. Amen. Is Michael on the line tonight? Michael. He's been in my spirit all day. Amen. I'm definitely going to have to email him if he's not on the line tonight. Praise God. Anybody else tonight? Is Gary on the line tonight? All right, praise the Lord. Y'all begin to lift up the men. Continue to pray for the men. There was a blog. I meant to bring it home today. I hate I can't get access right now online. But there was a woman of God that released a word specifically for women, and she was coming out of Jeremiah chapter 9. And I believe in Jeremiah chapter 9, there is a plea again for Jeremiah with the people, amen, in reference to, and I know Christina preached this last night out of Jeremiah chapter 3, but in Jeremiah chapter 9, there is yet another plea for Jeremiah on behalf of those that were backslidden. And you got to understand something about the condition of his land at this particular time. Everybody was in sin. And he began to pray and go before the Lord and ask the Lord for the strategy to deal with what was happening with the people. And I'm telling you that God is raising up women of prayer in this hour, prophetic women, apostolic and prophetic women. I'm talking cornerstone women, according to the book of Psalms. God is literally raising them up and causing them to go into the realm of the Spirit and begin to pray for men, to really begin to deal with the men that have been lost. You know, about 30-plus years ago, the church was literally being ran by the women, and the men began to fall off to a great degree. Over the last 20 years, men begin to come back into the church, but it's not where God wants it to be. And so God is literally raising up women that will begin to pray for the men, pray for the young men, pray for the little boys, and begin to lay hands on them and begin to impart into them, even in their youth, and begin to speak life into them. The Lord is literally raising up mothers and grandmothers like those of Timothy that will impart into their men child and begin to grow them into the things of God. I remember reading a book years ago by a man by his name is Robert Lyon, and his mom and his grandmother was much like Timothy's mother and grandmother. And he had divine visitation because of those women praying for him at the age of 8. I'm telling y'all, when y'all begin to pray for me, for these men, they're going to experience angelic and throne room visitation, literally, because of the grace of God and because of the sin of your prayer going up before the Lord. Glory to God. I'm just thinking on for my spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Nobody mad but the devil tonight.
Thank
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank the Lord.
Glory to God.
Bless your man.
Even those that are already beginning to pray tonight, there are some of you that's going to even begin to experience the presence of God in the middle of the night, even while you sleep. The presence of the Lord is just going to begin to drop like bolts of lightning. I just hear the Lord saying that. And some of you all are going to be quickly awakened out of your sleep, and you're going to immediately begin to fall into prayer. And this is going to happen continuously. And not just one or two nights, but it's going to be over a consecutive of at least 20 to 40 nights for some of you. God is getting ready to test your ability to come up higher in Him. And even as y'all begin to go forth in intercessory prayer, many of you are going to begin to gravitate towards visions that you didn't even expect to happen in your life. Because of the specific calls of God that's on your life, not being that many of you are specifically called into the office of the prophet, but many of you are going to be used supernaturally in signs, wonders, and miracles, and much of it is going to take place as a result of the visions of the Lord that shall come, and the result of you being caught up even in the third heaven, says the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, the Lord is saying that it's time to come up higher. It's time to come up higher, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. And this is the season of graduation for us, for many of y'all, too. I've been teaching that a long time, and I thank the Lord for that word right now. Some of y'all have graduated. You gonna hit you if you could if you continue where you're at, you're gonna hit glass ceiling. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, I pray even tonight, God, that you would just begin to draw them into your presence, Lord. And that you would begin to draw them into your perspective in ordained places, God. Lord, that you would even begin to shift many of them, Father, even in their geographical locations, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, even now, Lord, as you're opening up the portals of heaven, Father, Lord, begin to connect them right now, Lord, in the spirit realm, Lord. Let the ascension and the descension of your gifts and callings, Father, begin to come forth now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody been sitting on the call tonight. You thought that you were asleep because you've been yawning continuously, but that wasn't just because you were tired, you were getting deliverance. Who is that?
Come on now.
It's somebody that's been yawning since they've been on the call. All right, well, bless the Lord anyhow. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. I sense a heavy presence of deliverance here tonight. Amen. Some of you are going to be getting some things broken off of you because you're going to another level now. And so you may not have specifically gone through any specific form of deliverance, but because you're going to the next level, God is breaking some stuff off of your life right now. There's some things that you can't, they just can't go with you as you move to the next level in the Lord tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. I even thank God for it. I'm even yawning right now. I just sense that in the spirit. It's not just because you're tired. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. Bless the name of the Lord tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Who just started school? Somebody just started school recently. Who's taking classes or something? Who is that?
I did.
Who is that talking?
May.
May, Father, we thank you right now. Amen. I'm going to pray for you real quick. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, for the classes and for the start of a new day. Lord, I thank you that everything that that you're preparing for her, Father, for these courses, Lord, that you are preparing another way for her, Lord, and that you're getting ready to open up even greater doors. And, Father, I pray that every need is met, not only financially, Father, but resourcefully, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Father, even as she continues in these classes, as she goes forth, Father, seeking after her degree, Lord, I pray, God, that you would give her the ability, Father, to earn extra credit, Father, on top of credit, Father, and be able, Lord, to graduate with honor even from the time, before time, Father, that has already been appointed for her to graduate, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I decree and I declare great success as a result of taking these classes, Father, and returning to school in Jesus' name. Praise God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, it's too big.
It's Sister Lisa. I just wanted to thank God for you and your wife for the support and all that you guys do for the ministry, the blessing to have, the faithfulness that you guys display. And I have learned a great deal from the teachers and enjoyed them very much. But I too want to start praying. I've taken one call, but I'd like to do more.
Amen. Amen. And they are, everything is about to literally intensify, and I'm even seriously considering of even doing not just the live conference call, but even some video chats and so forth. And I want to even encourage y'all, if y'all not attending a local church right now, and y'all have Bible studies from time to time, let me know it. And if you got people coming over, we can definitely Skype in and some of that too. And I'm telling you, I know that God does some great things by way of the technology. And eventually, if that group can build up, y'all should know me by now. I will come to your city.
Amen.
And we can do something a little bit more personal and really allow the Lord to move in an even great way. I'm telling y'all, something is stirring over San Antonio. And if y'all haven't heard yet, y'all might want to keep your ears open. Something is happening in San Antonio. God is doing some things down there, and it's only a matter of time before the whole world hears the trumpet blowing out of San Antonio.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Apostle Hill, did you get a text message on me? I'm sorry, say that one more time, because it's echoing.
Did you get a text message from me last night?
Hold on a second. If whoever that is with the, if it's a Bluetooth or even if it's your speakerphone, just hit the mute on your phone. And you might have to turn off the Bluetooth too, because it's probably going out and that's what's causing the echo as well. Amen. It was definitely help. Bless the Lord. All right, go ahead. Who is that speaking?
Renisha.
Go ahead, Renisha.
Okay, I said, did you receive a text message from me last week?
I sure did.
Okay, all right.
I've been wanting to respond to it, but every time I do a response to the Lord, say, wait. So
okay, I figured that. That's why I left it alone. I just wanted to ask if you had received it or not. Okay. I think that's where I was at with it, too. I'm like, I was sort of like, okay. It's on the Lord. I'm just, you know, get some confirmation there, that's all.
Hey, man, go ahead and share.
I just want to know if you received it, that's all. And
I did. It was powerful, but it was one thing about the great suit. I want to look at the significance behind it.
That's what's standing out to me.
Yeah, because it can mean several different things.
Okay.
So I want to look at the significance behind that.
Yeah, let me know. I sure would like to know, because somebody gave me a word a couple months ago and they said I had a great suit on. So let me know what that means.
And some of y'all noticed this, that a lot after so many dreams and visions, when y'all get to them, we eventually pull on you and see if you can get the interpretation. I know I was doing that with Prophetess Barry, and I don't think she realized I was doing that yet. And I need to get a chance to go back and look at it, because I've been offline for a couple of days. Are you still on the line, Prophetess Barry? Okay, we might have lost her. But she was sharing, she had shared a dream and sent it to me. It was powerful, and it had quite a few meanings behind it. And so I kept writing her back. I asked her a couple of questions. and I did it intentionally to pull on her. And so I'll do that with it all from time to time. And I shouldn't have said that, but that's what I'm doing.
Right.
So if it sounds like I might be trying to be a dark or not, no, I'm not really. I'm going to pull on you a little bit. Praise God. Amen. It's all in good sport, though. It's no sense of being an effective teacher if I don't allow you to draw from what the Holy Ghost is also imparting into you as well.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Hey man, this was wonderful tonight, y'all. I like it when we can just kind of let our hair down and just really just chit chat, and instead of, you know, always getting a preached word. Sometimes it's good to just really hear what's going on with everybody, and then give everyone a chance to kind of, you know, just rehearse what the Lord has done. And I was actually looking for a scripture while I was sitting here listening to some of y'all. I didn't find it just yet, but it's going to come to my spirit soon. But there is a scripture that talks about when the disciples got together and they rehearsed all that the Lord had done. I found it. Look at that. That ain't nothing but the Lord. It's in Acts chapter 14. And this is probably one of my favorite passages of scripture, too. And it's actually titled Strengthening the Converts in the King James Version. And in verse 22 it says, it says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And we've been talking about that tonight. And verse 23 says, and when they had ordained them elders in every church and prayed with fasting, come on somebody, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And after they had passed through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga and went down into Italia, and then sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and gathered the church together, the scripture says here, they heard all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode long time with the disciples. Amen. So that is the word of the Lord for tonight, y'all. Praise God. Amen. And verse really good.
The blood of Jesus.
Wow. Well, we bless the Lord, whoever that is. I pray the Lord bless them so good that it just breaks their heart that they got blessed for what they just did. Glory to God.
There was a caller that just logged on.
Amen. Who is that?
Whoever it was just logged on and then started doing that.
Yeah, I know. Wow. Well, we bless the Lord, y'all. I tell you, the word of the Lord in San Antonio, amen, was that morning. We preached on the citizenship of the kingdom, and also on the new wineskin. We touched on some of that. And then we also in that evening talked about the discipling, how you transition from a citizen of the kingdom of God into a disciple. Amen. And what we must learn in great detail when it concerns our discipleship is that even up until the point that you arrive to the highest of calls, you're always being discipled. Amen. Amen. I'm going to leave it at that tonight. Amen. I don't want to fluster another caller with pushing the buttons again tonight.
Amen.
But, amen. Well, y'all blessed tonight.
Apostle Hill.
I was encouraged. Yes.
Apostle Hill.
Yes, who's speaking?
This line is now unmuted.
This is Kendra.
Bless you, Kendra.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I've been so motivated ever since you came down here. You know, me and Christina and G, we just, you know, it's just our spirits have been so lifted ever since conference that we had with you. And I'm just grateful for the word that you gave us. And I went to my school, and I've been trying to do a little bit of studying, so trying to do what God has called me to do. So I'm just grateful that you were able to come, and I can't wait to see you when you come back on the 24th.
Amen. I'm certainly looking forward to it. Amen. I am certainly looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I believe that the Lord, like I said earlier, the Lord is about to do some great things down there. And they don't know this too. It ain't because of Apostle Vito.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord has called all of y'all for such a time as this. And I don't say that religiously either. The Lord is raising y'all up, and there are some great things in store for y'all in the days to come. And I can't help but just keep saying it. Y'all ain't seen nothing yet. Well, y'all told me Christina preached. I watched it online this morning, and it was powerful. And by the time she finished preaching, I was my ear was to the video. And I was trying to hear more. I was like, wait a minute.
We were so happy for her.
But it was an awesome word. And like I said, she ain't seen nothing yet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, we are just
Lord.
Excited what God is doing. But, you know, he had a good time.
Amen. We're going to try to make sure it gets taken this time so y'all can watch it across the country. I know I think Sister Rethia was texting me that day, and she couldn't get online, and it was because we forgot the power cord. We was ready to video. We had to record and tape and everything. And couldn't even get online to connect the camera. So we're going to try it again, one more again, as they say.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it was an awesome time down there, y'all. Awesome time. I want to encourage y'all, when we do have meetings like that, if the Lord put it on your heart, if you're financially able, you know, you can either just, you know, fly in, come in,
mm-hmm.
drive in, wherever you're coming from. Yeah. You know, it's a far drive from up north, trust me when I tell you. Coming from Indiana, where I live, it's a 17.5-hour drive, right. Just the temple. But if the Lord puts it on your heart, if you want to come down here and spend some time with us, amen, and stretch out in the Lord, we encourage that. But then again, too, you can always host us, too, wherever you are. We'll come to you, too. Amen. And I definitely encourage you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anybody else tonight? Anybody else want to jump in and share before we close out for the night? Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and pray. And we'll definitely try to get back up and running in the days to come. I keep everybody posted and let everybody know what's going on. But y'all continue to keep us in your prayers. Amen. Y'all know the more people that we cover, the more tax we get. Mm-hmm. But I've been groomed for this. They call me a fireman on the job because I'm constantly putting, and that's not even my title, amen. But the Lord groomed me for this, amen. And but still, yet I do need the prayers of the righteous, amen. It availeth much, and y'all keep us in your prayers. My wife and I, and even my children, amen. Keep us in your prayers, amen. Continue to be a blessing, amen. The Lord spoke and said that those that have really been supporting the ministry, that some of y'all are already beginning to experience a breakthrough in your finances. Amen. I want to encourage y'all, keep doing that. Keep doing it. If the Lord is truly blessing you, and we've always said this is definitely good ground to sow into. And again, it ain't got nothing to do with Apostle Hill, y'all. The work that the Lord has appointed for us to do. We have not even tapped into it yet, and so the Lord put it on your heart to sow a seed, amen. Do so, amen, and just continue to trust the Lord, amen. Put your faith on it, amen. Y'all heard the testimony that Mother gave, amen, a couple of weeks ago, amen. She did exactly what she said. She wrote on that seed offering what she wanted the Lord to do, amen. And I encourage y'all to do that. Direct your seed. Amen, and expect for God to do something in your life, amen. And I believe him too, man. I believe him, you know, and I've constantly said, you know, even on myself, I've sown seed outside of our own ministry on a consistent basis, and literally the Lord brought my wife and I into a not just a season of double, amen, but he brought us into a literally a life change of double. We didn't just experience a season, we experienced a life change. I mean, I'm talking recently, y'all. And so what we came down to Texas with less than a year ago, God literally doubled it. Oh, y'all ain't hear me. If y'all don't pray, I'm praying.
Amen.
Amen. So God is doing an awesome thing. Amen. And again, I want to encourage y'all, amen. If you're not sowing anywhere, amen, maybe the Lord put it on your heart to sow it here, amen. Do so. Amen. And we love y'all, amen. And I can't tell y'all enough, we love you. I constantly have conversations with my wife about many of y'all. And she's just as bad as I am remembering names. But when I describe it, the person to her, she said, "Oh, okay, I remember. But we thank God, amen, and certainly always encouraged. Amen. If the Lord put it on your heart, amen, if you wasn't able to share your testimony tonight, is there something outside of the call you wanted to share, and you really believe God does some awesome things in your life, feel free to email me and let me know, too, what God is doing for you. And oftentimes, I do like to post, and I haven't had an opportunity to post any testimonies on the website, but I definitely want to put them there, if or put it on your heart to share it. And so that they could be a blessing to somebody else. So I'm totally one that believes that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And even through the words of our testimony, I believe that God increases our faith through one another when we testify about the goodness of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. So again, amen, we thank God for you. Amen. Jesus is Lord tonight. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. And again, we thank God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this time of fellowship tonight, God. We thank you for everything that was shared. We thank you for the prophetic utterances that come forth on tonight, God. We thank you for the confirmation of your word, Lord, that it was spoken through our spirits and in our hearts. Lord, we thank you for stirring us up in the Holy Ghost, Lord. Father, we thank you for the words of encouragement. We thank you for the prayer. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing in our lives and the righteousness of the kingdom that you're filling in our hearts, Lord. Father, we can't thank you enough. And Lord, I pray, God, that you would continue to protect our families, that you would continue to lift us up, that you would continue to cover our families, Lord, with your blood. Father, that you would protect our spouses, God, protect our children, Lord, as we walk in and out of our doors each and every day. Lord, you said in your word, and I even decree it tonight, Lord, that we shall be blessed in our coming in, and we'll be blessed in our going out. For we are the head and not the tail, and we are above and not beneath. And Lord, I thank you right now, Lord, for the supernatural increase, Lord, the increase of miracles, the increase of healing, the increase of the signs and wonders in our lives, in our families, and even in our ministries, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray that you would just continue to send forth your angels, Lord, and that they would continue to be a blessing to us, Lord, as they hearken unto the words of the Lord, Lord, as we go forth into you in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you right now for each and every one on this call, Lord. I thank you for each and every sister and brother in Christ, God. I thank you for every son and daughter, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you that you're continuing to increase them, Father, continuing to bless them, continuing to prosper them and to keep them in every way possible, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray that you would continually pour out your wisdom and pour out your grace in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you. And we bless your name on tonight, Lord. I pray that you would strengthen us in our bodies, Lord, for those that are experiencing fatigue, God, for those that even may be healed in their bodies tonight, Father. I pray that you would just begin to touch them now, Lord, that you would begin to heal them, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you all. Amen. Again, we love you. Amen. Keep us in your prayers. Amen. I'll keep everybody posted on what's going on and so that we can get back on track. I tell you, as soon as we decided to intensify the school of the prophet, you know, now I'm experiencing technical issues, but and I ain't even in a hurry to get fixed y'all, to be honest, because I really want to switch providers. Amen. But we'll see what the Lord says. Amen. Amen. God bless y'all. Amen. Y'all be encouraged tonight. Amen. And great peace to y'all.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.